AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Abortion bans in Nebraska and South Carolina have each fallen short of advancing in close legislative votes that divided Republicans. Meantime, Colorado's governor has signed 4 gun measures into law. Norman Hall has that story.
The new laws are aimed at quelling rising suicides and youth violence and preventing mass shootings. They were enacted just 5 months after a mass shooting at an LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs. The measures raised the buying age for any gun from 18 to 21, established a 3-day waiting period between the purchase and receipt of a gun, strengthened the state's red flag law, and rolled back some legal protections for the firearm industry. Gun rights groups said immediately they will file legal challenges. I'm Norman Hall.
Republicans have scored a couple major victories in North Carolina, the state Supreme Court throwing out previous rulings, one against gerrymandered voting maps, another that upheld a photo voter identification law, struck down as racially biased. Russia's bombardment of Ukraine continues, reaching far beyond the front line. The latest barrage, more than 20 cruise missiles and 2 drones, killing at least 23 people, almost all of them in a single apartment building. Charles de Ledesma has details.
The strikes on the 9-story residential building in central Ukraine occurred in Uman, a city far to the south of Kyiv, leading to the highest number of casualties, and included 2 10-year-old children and a toddler. Another of the victims was a 75-year-old woman. Ukrainian officials and analysts have alleged such strikes are part of a deliberate intimidation strategy by the Kremlin. I'm Charles Ledesma.
A U.S. Army team is making its way to Alaska to investigate a mid-air collision last night between 2 AH-64 Apache helicopters. 3 soldiers were killed, a 4th injured. This is AP News. Big sports night, round 2 of the NFL draft, 4 game 6s in the NHL, 2 in the NBA, plus a game 1, Phoenix-Denver. Josh Rountree recaps last night's playoff action.
One NBA playoff game Thursday, the Celtics closed out the Hawks in game 6, 128-120. Jaylen Brown had 32 points, Jason Tatum 30, as he and Boston came through down the stretch.
It was a back and forth game. They was hitting big shots, we was hitting big shots, and it was, you know, we could feel it.
On the ice, the Lightning forced a game 6 with a 4-2 win in Toronto. Tampa defenseman Victor Hedman on his team staying alive.
It was a tough situation going into a place like this, you know. We're our best against the wall, but I think we responded really well.
Elsewhere, New Jersey grabbed a 3-2 series lead with a 4-0 win over the rival Rangers. 2 goals and an assist from Eric Halla as the Devils will try to close out New York Saturday. And in Vegas, the Golden Knights closed out the Jets in 5 games, winning 4-1. Chandler Stephenson had a pair of goals. I'm Josh Rountree, AP Sports.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.